This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. As the Atlanta Falcons and the city close in on a deal for a new stadium, there's the chance that the Falcons won't be the only ones to call that stadium home. The Falcons owner, Arthur Blank, is reported by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution to be in what are called significant discussions with Major League Soccer to bring an expansion franchise of that league to Atlanta. Mark Bradley has covered sports in Atlanta for years. He's a sports columnist with the AJC. Mark, welcome back. Good to have you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, you and I are both old enough to have seen many episodes of attempted soccer in Atlanta before. Many people may not remember that it was the Atlanta Chiefs who brought Atlanta its first professional league championship way back there. But there have been some...
Actually, I'm not old enough to remember that. I wasn't here then, but I have heard tell of it, yes.
But there have since been, there has been another edition of the Chiefs, the Atlanta Beat on the women's side twice. There was indoor soccer. There are now the Atlanta Silverbacks in a league that's, I guess, say one step below the MLS. So what is it that makes both soccer fans and officials here think that soccer could make a go of it this time?
Well, I think there are two things. One is soccer has grown. It hasn't grown as quickly as soccer fans would have liked it to grow, but it has grown. You're now seeing the English Premier League being presented on North American TV. Soccer is occupies a bigger space in the American consciousness than it did 20 or 30 years ago. I think that people know who Lionel Messi is, or people know who Cristiano Ronaldo is, or David Beckham, even before he came and played in the United States. And I think that just soccer has gotten so big worldwide that it's become impossible for a lot of Americans to ignore. There are still some American holdouts who say, well, they don't score, all they do is pass the ball and nothing happens and there are no commercials and where's the point? But I think especially younger people, our sons and our daughters who have grown up playing youth soccer, as so many of them have, are more disposed to at least give professional soccer a chance than perhaps they were back in 1984 or 1995. The other thing I was going to say is anything that has the mantle of Arthur Blank behind it is going to have to be taken seriously because he is a serious presence in the Atlanta community.
But being a soccer fan in Atlanta is one thing, and there are many of those. But being an MLS fan or being an Atlanta MLS fan might be something else. As the Atlanta Hawks can tell you, there are people who grew up in this country who are fans of other teams and only show up when those other teams are here. Soccer wouldn't even have that. If you're a Real Madrid fan or a Manchester United fan, you might not show up for an MLS game, and the international community, many of them are fans of, let's say, the Mexican League. Would a fan of Toluca or Club America show up for an MLS game?
That's the big knot that any prospective franchise is going to have to untie, or it's not going to go very far. Because, yeah, you're not going to get to see Messi or Ronaldo or Man U or Real or Barcelona on a weekly basis. You may not ever get to see them at all unless they come in for an exhibition game or something. And it is a lot different. I do follow European soccer. I do watch the World Cup. I do support Manchester United for reasons I'm really not sure why, but I do. But do I have any interest in MLS? No, I do not. And that's going to be the disconnect facing any franchise here. But I will say in the MLS's defense, that's a league that we didn't think was going to survive maybe 10 or 12 years ago. But they have managed to carve out a niche in the American market. Now it's not a huge niche, or it wouldn't be a niche. It would be the NFL. But they have lasted perhaps longer, and they have gotten bigger than a lot of people ever thought they would. And it is, you know, if they're going to expand to Atlanta, I mean, this is as we know, a place where we have a lot of people with a lot of different interests. And sometimes it works here, and sometimes it doesn't. I mean, we've been through two NHL teams that are now based in Canada. You mentioned all the failed soccer attempts here in the past, and including both men and women. And you know, it's not going to be an easy sell. But I do think that because Arthur Blank is going to be the guy owning the team, and that the team is probably going to be run in the professional manner that we've come to expect from the Atlanta Falcons. And I also think that the fact that it will be playing in a new stadium would have some novelty appeal. And I think there are a lot of people in Atlanta who, like anywhere else in the United States, you know, have seen their children play soccer, and those children are growing up, and maybe they're to the point now where they want to go to a game. I think the younger people will be more inclined to give it a chance than perhaps the older people, because I think that for a lot of people of our general age, which in my case is ancient, but I think a lot of people are sort of thinking of the mindset that soccer is a game that's fun to watch your kids play, but we really don't want to go pay for tickets to go see it.
One of the cities where soccer has done very well for the MLS is Seattle, and people keep bringing that up. But is Seattle really comparable to Atlanta? They lost their basketball team, and they have, in a sense, been kind of starved for something to really be enthusiastic about. They've created an atmosphere there that has really worked. But can Atlanta do the same thing, or is Atlanta really apples and oranges when you make the comparison to successful MLS cities?
You know, I think that this is one of those that you're probably going to have to take, not to give the answer that no guest on radio or TV ever likes to give, but I don't really know, because I think you're going to have to take it on a case-by-case basis. You know, maybe we'll get soccer will come here, and there will be enough people in the market that they decide they love it and they're going to support it, and it will work. I think that you know, I think there's also a chance that the opposite could be true, that it's going to come here and there's going to be some buzz at the beginning, and then it's going to fizzle and it'll be playing to smaller and smaller crowds, and even having Arthur Blank as a figurehead won't be enough to make it a real presence here in town. You know, I don't know that we can answer that question here today on September 13th of 2013. I just think that it's something that we're going to have to wait and see. I mean, the Thrashers looked like they would be a pretty good deal when they got here, and because, you know, we'd lost the hockey team before. Everybody was really anxious, or everybody seemed really anxious to have another, and they seemed glad when one was forthcoming. And then, you know, a little bit down the road, they're headed for Canada, too.
Could playing in the new Falcon Stadium actually work against an MLS franchise? And by that, I mean, that's going to be a big NFL football stadium. And one of the things that has made soccer go very well in places like Columbus is that there's this intimate, noisy, small stadium that you can fill up with an enthusiastic fan base, whereas here in Atlanta, if you have even a fairly decent crowd scattered around a big stadium, it doesn't look or sound very good.
That's a very good question. I've, as someone who's actually been, it was called the Home Depot Center when I went there. I think it still is. But the one in the soccer facility in south of Los Angeles, I mean, that's a much smaller building. I would venture to say that would be like a third of the size that the new Falcon Stadium is going to be. So yeah, I mean, you can put a crowd of 15,000 in a 20,000 seat stadium. It looks like a really big crowd. Put that same crowd in a 70,000 seat stadium, and you look like you haven't sold many tickets at all. I mean, that's a reality that Georgia State football faces on a on an ongoing basis. So yeah, I know perception, and perception is a major thing. If you happen to tune in on TV and you see a lot of empty seats, then you're thinking, well, I guess nobody goes there, so why should I go there? But you know, I'm sure that is something the Falcons have, and Blank have considered. As you say, I do think that is going to be, that probably would not be the ideal situation. But I don't think, given the difficulty he's having putting together this stadium, I don't know that Mr. Blank is in any hurry to go build himself two stadiums.
So bottom line, as someone who's watched this for a long time, do you think that, number one, the MLS would put a team here? And number two, would it fare any better than the previous attempts have?
I think the MLS would certainly be willing to give Atlanta a try if it feels like the conditions are there for success. And I don't really know why they wouldn't. I mean, this is not a bad city, and it's, you know, we have a lot of people live here, and you know, we do. The Falcons have been well supported over recent years, and we do tend to get pretty excited about college football, and we do get excited about baseball periodically. But you know, soccer is again a thing that hasn't worked here in the past. Now, to the second part of your question, you know, I'm going to say it again. I don't know. I wish I were smart enough to sit here and say, yes, it's going to be a raging success for reasons A, B, and C, or no, it's not for reasons D, E, F, and G. But you know, unfortunately, I'm not that smart, and anybody who's read anything I've written can tell you that. I do think that with any new start, there is hope, and I do think that the one thing that this team would have going for it that that perhaps others didn't was that, you know, Arthur Blank has a lot of money, and if he puts his heart and mind and wallet into it, then I think it would have at least a fighting chance.
Mark Bradley is sports columnist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Mark, thanks for being with us once again. We really appreciate it, and we'll be watching along with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.